six, you know, either first-year guys or Trevor draft pick that end up coming here really pushed. It's not usually like that, but this year it just seems you got a little extra push from behind with all these first-year guys kind of hungry to make a team.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's unusual. It's only my second year in the league, my second training camp. It's been fun, though. You know, competition is good. You know, like I think I said before, you know, if you're blessed enough to make the team, you know, every single guy on this team is going to, you know, is going to be a ball player, a really good ball player. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Physically, every hurdle you might have wanted to cross have been able to cross so far?
Yeah, I haven't had any issues. You know, some days it's going to be sore, but, you know, what do you expect when you come back from surgery like that? So, you know, I still go out every day, try to do the best I can, get better every single day.
Ty, how important is it for you guys as a receiving core to get timing down with Aaron in a game before the season starts?
You know, I think it's crucial. I think it's very important. You know, you don't have any time to waste. You know, every game in this league matters, no matter who you play, no matter when the game is played during the season. So, you know, it's important to get those reps in practice and in preseason whenever we can.
How nice is it for you to be going back to the Bay Area?
It's nice, but, you know, I'm there to go to work. You know, I'll probably grab some dinner with some friends and some family. You know, my best friend actually plays for the 49ers right now, trying to make the team, so it'll be good to see him.
Collectively, what's support preseason game number three? I don't know if it what it is what it once was as far as dress rehearsals, but as a collective effort offensively, what's important in this thing?
You know, just execution, still getting, making sure we're on time with everything that we do. We're connecting on, you know, what we want to connect on.
Ty, because your first season was cut short, do you place any added value on these reps that you do get in preseason, and just as a, you know, to keep building on what you've started to do?
Oh, no question. You know, I still, you know, in my mind, I look at it as like my first year player. Played in six games. I mean, I guess technically five, because the first game I got one play and a few kickoff returns. So, you know, in my mind, I'm working for a job just as much as anybody else.
How's it been this week for you guys to be on more of an in-season schedule and kind of start getting used to that? You know, some of the other guys said you guys are creatures of habit, and it's really nice to have that.
It's really nice to have that. You know, I feel like it gets us out of that training camp mentality, that's for sure. You know, in-season schedule is nice.
Now that you're out of that training camp mentality, once there any more time, is the third preseason game something you guys can carry over momentum-wise into the season?
You know, we would like to. You know, I think, but, you know, I don't have a magic formula. I can't tell you if that's exactly what you want to do. A lot of teams from watching when I was younger, you know, struggled in the preseason and went on to win Super Bowls and vice versa, so you never know what's going to happen.